This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Read the quote, Bob.
All right, put your headset on. I want to read this quote,
sir,
that I just saw from Max Scherzer talking about robot umpires. Have you guys, be honest, and if the answer is no, that's fine. I'm sicker than others. Have you watched a spring training game yet and have seen the review process take place?
I know you're talking about.
Right. The review process with the ball strike. It takes seconds. It's done. It's over. There's nothing to look at. Nothing to see here. Move on. Right. That doesn't take any time whatsoever. Max Scherzer had this quote. Humans should be judged by humans. Max Scherzer on the robot umpires. And I hear that. I'm like, I could go both ways on this thing with the robot umpires and non-robot umpires. But I'm a big technology guy in sports. If you have the technology available to get it right, why not use it? Why do people get so hurt and, you know, cry in their oatmeal because they may want to use robot umpires or robot referees or whatever the case may be? If you've got the opportunity to get plays right, to get calls right, why wouldn't we be trying to get them right all of the time? I just don't understand that, you know?
Go ahead. Sorry.
I was going to say we could use lasers for first downs in the NFL because it wasn't so long ago they were using like an index card.
Yeah.
God.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Oh, yeah. The index card was fantastic.
That was a real life thing that happened.
Yeah. And you're not taking
Hold
away.
Hold on, let me see if they got it.
Who was? Nope. That wasn't Hockley, was it? No. Jeff Triplett, I think, is who it was, actually.
He's got two other brothers?
Uh-huh. Mm. He does. But no, I think like robot umpires, we're not removing umpires. We're not taking away jobs, right? They're still going to be out there. We're just holding these guys more accountable. There's no problem with that.
I love it.
And the human error crowd can't, you know, pipe up because there's still human error. You only get a certain amount of challenges.
You get two.
Yeah. So there's still going to be the human error things. It's still umpires, but it's not all robots. So
right.
I love it.
And it doesn't even get in the way of the game.
These are probably the same people that bitch about the nets on the foul line. Oh, well, I can't see the game.
Have you even noticed that those nets have been put up? I have not. And I've been to a lot of games over my life. Yeah. But it doesn't even faze me that those nets are there.
I do love this text. We're talking about smells that remind you of the ballpark.
Yeah.
Somebody says, the times you smell funnel cake, but it's just some dude vaping.
That's funny.
Respect the text.
One of the smells for the Kauffman Stadium is level two. It's the tunnel between the two stadiums. If you're ever on the elevator and you're going like up or down to higher levels or lower, and you smell that level two of trash, go down there in July. Take a big whiff of level two of Kauffman Stadium in July, and it's all the trash from the stadiums. It's so disgusting. It's so gross.
Have Slugger come hug you in August.
No. Would you rather be hugged by Slugger in August or Casey Wolf in August?
The Wolf, because his season just started.
Yeah, that's fair.
That's a good point.
That's
right.
A good point.
Yeah. Slugger had all of June and July to marinate.
Yeah. I'll hug Casey Wolf in August way before I'll hug a Slugger in August because he's been out there in June, July.
That's right.
That thing is way past its time at that time of the season.
God,
it's sour.
It really is, yeah.
I saw a random ranking. He was number one on some random MLB mascot. So way to go, Slugger.
Was?
Number one.
All right. Look, when you see that kind of stuff, that's wild because the Philly Fanatic usually is, or the San Diego. Diego Chicken. You know, those are the ones that have kind of been around. Did you see Bryce Harper get the Philadelphia Fanatic tattooed on him yesterday?
Cool.
How? I did not.
You want to talk about who just became the greatest athlete in Philadelphia sports history? Bryce Harper is that guy right now. That dude got the Philly Fanatic tattooed on him.
Too bad Major League Baseball doesn't know that. He also used the Philly Fanatic as his bat when they do the fun bat time.
Yeah. Why can't we do fun bat time all the time?
Because then it becomes stale.
Does it?
Yes.
Okay.
Because like when they pop out that pencil bat, like in the middle of June when baseball is kind of like hitting its lull.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, this is cool. And then you forget about it. It's like, I just love the design of the baseball bats or like the, you know, the fun. Because this is the last year of these types of City Connect jerseys we found out.
Yep.
Those are fun. I still think the Royal City Connect jerseys with the white pants and the powder blue stripe are just clean.
They're very clean, yeah.
Obviously, the powder blue jerseys are coming back this year. They're going to wear them on opening day. It's
going to
be awesome. And the pants. So full powder blue this year for your Kansas City Royals. Speaking of full, the Chiefs are free agency radar is full of attention. Obviously, we had Jay Binkley on earlier about, can't even believe it's been almost 2 hours ago.
Yeah.
But some free agency availability for the Kansas City Chiefs.
There's a lot of guys that are available on the Chiefs right now. And I'm talking to my friend Joe via text. And he goes, look, you're wrong. And Joe knows a lot about football. I wish, right? Like, Joe would be my GM. I would be the head coach of a football team. And we'd fill in the spots, you know, after that. And he's debating me right now. He goes, look, he goes, Trey Smith is a nice player. Because look, when we won Super Bowls, we had really good middle linebackers, right? People can say what they want about Anthony Hitchens, but the guy went out there and made plays. Nick Bolton made plays. What's wrong with moving some of these failed tackles to guard and then going out and getting a tackle? It's not a bad approach to you know, to anything of the way to look at things. I don't mind that approach. I just wonder if, like, Kingsley and who the other guy is, are they mentally tough enough after a horrible season to switch positions? Yeah, Wanye to switch positions and take over at guard. And so he made a good point for bringing back Nick Bolton versus Trey Smith. But the CBSSports.com listed their, like, All-American teams or All-Pro teams based on free agency. Mm-hmm. There are four Chiefs that make this list that would be considered All-Pros that are free agents. Obviously, the aforementioned Trey Smith makes the list. Nick Bolton makes that list. You have to start looking around at Justin Reed. He makes that list as well. And the fourth Chief, I'm forgetting who made that list. It was a Hollywood Brown as well, making that list as the all pro free agents that are going to be out there and available. That's a big number. A lot of guys that made big time plays, you know, for this organization. If you're ranking those four guys, I think we're all in agreement that Hollywood Brown would be number four on that list.
Mac might have him number one.
You may have him number one on that list.
I think I'd have him at least two. So it was Reed, Trey Smith, Hollywood Brown, and Nick Bolton
on that list.
Yeah, I think I'd
list.
Have him too.
You would have, so you have Trey Smith number one. Are we all in agreement that Trey Smith is number one on that list?
I am.
Yeah,
Dusty.
Out of those
Dusty.
Four,
and if
yeah,
not,
yeah,
that's fine.
Yeah,
let's have the conversation. Because I don't think the Texan, and obviously Joe doesn't agree either on that, and that's great. I love to hear the other side as to what maybe I'm missing, right? Like, why do you have Nick Bolton as number one? Or maybe you have Justin Reed number one. And from what I can tell you, Justin Reed and the camp, they're going to start having conversations this week. And I know that Spags wants Justin Reed back. I think Dave Merritt wants Justin Reed back. I think this town wants Justin Reed back for the great human being that Justin Reed is. You know, you love guys that give back to the community, and Justin's one of those guys. I'd love to have him back. I think he'd love to be back here.
Great for the culture.
You know, in Kansas City, great for the culture. Like, he's like your perfect player to kind of have in this organization. Love the fact that Justin Reed could potentially be back here in Kansas City. So if you're ranking them, I think we all have Trey Smith number one.
Yep.
Number two, I would put Bolton at number two.
That's fine.
You guys, I don't know where you fall on that one, Dusty. Are you Bolton at number two if you're ranking the...
No, I'm Hollywood Brown.
You're Hollywood Brown at number
two. You have two wide receivers on your roster right now.
Okay.
Yep.
Maybe three.
If you count Romeo, three.
Yeah. And Hollywood Brown is somebody that I don't think got a fair shake. And I think that he's a veteran. I know health is an issue. Bolton's health has been an issue the last couple of years. I think if you're playing this team to be another, you know, Super Bowl contender or a favorite, I think that when you look at this sort of situation, I think I would probably go Trey Smith one. I would go Hollywood Brown two, because that does give you another option. And if Travis Kelce has taken a step back and next year is his final swan song and everything is sort of in that realm of things. And if you go with Rashee Rice, Xavier Worthy, Hollywood Brown, draft a running back and you have Travis Kelce, I think that sets your offense up for zero questions moving forward. And then you just obviously have to figure out your left tackle, but you'd have Trey Smith. That would help with that sort of cushion on the offensive line. So, yeah, I'd go Hollywood Brown over Nick Bolton.
Okay, who would be see, I would go Nick Bolton at number two for me.
I think we're going to swip two and three.
Okay, who would you go with at number three then?
Bolton.
See, I would go with Justin Reed at number three. Where are you going at number three, Mac?
Yeah, I think I'd be Bolton as well.
You'd go Bolton at number three?
Yeah, but okay. Just to preface that, I'm okay with. I could see the argument for bringing any of these. Are all great players.
No, you don't have to justify it. We're just having a nice conversation about where, like, if you're Brett Veach, how are you ranking your priority? And then Joe's texting back and he goes, "Wouldn't it be easier to bring all three of those guys back if we didn't pay Trey Smith?" And that's the other. True. And that's see, this is why we have these conversations.
You're Cincinnati.
Yeah, you're not paying Ja'Marr Chase and you're adding more. Yeah,
right. But now they're claiming they're paying everybody, in which T. Higgins put the cap out yesterday, which is so good.
That's awesome.
I did see, what did they say, the most PR thing ever in Cincinnati? We plan on paying Ja'Marr Chase because he's earned it and deserves it.
Right.
How many years has he not proved that he's earned it and deserved it? And
now he gets triple one of his rookie year.
Yeah, it's like when they sat down, they're like, you know, the only way we're going to give you $40 million a year, you got to win the triple crown as a wide receiver. Oh, crap. He did it.
Yeah. Oh, my. All right. So now we got to pay you.
Yeah. So back to the Chiefs.
Yeah. So number four, I've got Hollywood Brown. I think, you know, I would like to bring Hollywood Brown back. But, I mean, I'm sure there's some better options that are going to be presenting itself. Binkley's been talking about a wide receiver in the draft. So he would be fourth on my list.
Yeah, Reed would be fourth because I like the young safeties that the Chiefs have. I think Jaden Hicks, you know, the little run that he got, I felt like he really started to flourish at the end of the season. We've seen Shamari Connor fight through injury, but when he's healthy, look good. And
Cook
and
doesn't cost you a lot of money.
Yeah, Cook, another. Yeah, thank you. And then that's a position, that whole secondary, Veach seems to kind of excel in.
No doubt. Yeah,
that seems to be his bread and butter.
And, you know, Juan Thornhill's available.
Oh, I know. Juan's out there.
No, I mean, I just think when you look at the importance of this team and look at the free agents that are available on this list, Trey Smith protects the biggest asset on your team.
Mm-hmm.
Nick Bolton's a quarterback of your defense. Mm-hmm. Hollywood Brown is a skill threat.
Right.
And Justin Reed is a veteran safety.
Okay.
And that's not a shot at Justin Reed. I think he's a great guy. He was super nice to us at the media night at the Super Bowl. He I don't know if he recognized Mac and I, but he let us ask him like three or four questions before he let anybody else ask him
he's
questions.
He's a great human being. Like he's that guy like you want dating your daughter type of guy. You know, he's awesome.
And Mac had a really good point where he says it's a cultural thing. Like, that's a guy who's similar to the role of Tyrann Mathieu. Like, you brought that guy in to replace Tyrann Mathieu.
Right.
He had the same sort of, you know, mantra. Like, he was a locker room guy. He was a voice of a defense. He's basically the quarterback in the secondary and or the center fielder of your defense. So it's like, you know, what's more important, the center fielder of your defense or the quarterback of your defense? And to me, it just slightly goes to Nick Bolton.
Yeah.
And he's younger.
Yeah. And he is younger. There's no question about that. Right. So we'll see how it all plays out. And, you know, like I said, Joe made a great point. Like, if you pay Trey Smith, then you're probably not going to be paying the other three, or you could pay the other three and not pay Trey Smith. And it seems like the Chiefs for all these years would side with paying three as opposed to paying one. But if they view Trey Smith as one of those building blocks, can't miss, futuristic, all-time Chiefs, like they do with, like, if he's in that same camp as Chris Jones and Travis Kelce and Patrick Mahomes, and they view him in that same vein, then they're going to pay Trey Smith. If they don't view him in that same vein, they may let him go and then keep the other three guys around.
How old do you guys think Justin Reed is?
29.
Okay.
30.
Yeah, I would have said 32. He just turned 11 days ago. He just turned 28.
28. Okay.
So how old is Bolton?
Let me check.
26.
Guess 25 or 26.
25 or 26. Yeah, because he came in at 22.
Age thing is. But what we say about football in 30?
Yeah, 30. But football, you know, football, you hit 30, you're done. Baseball, you hit 30, you're just beginning.
24.
Bolton's 24. He's
25 next month. Yeah.
Okay, so 25. So, but even still, he's in the prime of his career. Justin Reed will be signing a contract that will be giving him probably the last 2 years of his prime and maybe a year or so over 30. Are you willing to spend on that? Are you willing to give a contract that has the out after his 29th birthday? You know, that kind of thing. So there's a lot of decisions to be made, but these are like good decisions to be made. These are good conversations to have because it shows you how many great players and difference makers you really have on your team.
I could be wrong, but I was kind of going through that list. It looks like the Eagles and the Chiefs have the most free agencies on this list.
Oh, wow.
And both teams are represented in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, and that's why the boy wonder over there in Philadelphia, Howie Roseman, said, the team's going to look a lot different and Philadelphia fans are freaking out. Yeah, 30 players are gone from both of these teams, regardless of who, you know.
Does this offseason...
Or not 30, a third, I should say.
Does this offseason solidify who's the better GM with the moves they make?
No, because Veach still has the rings.
Fair.
They beat each other one time head-to-head. Probably need a third Super Bowl.
Yeah, need a third Super Bowl.
Need a third Super Bowl, yeah. Best out of three. No, I love that question because it's what we, you know, it's sports radio today. What we do, who's better, Howie Roseman or Brett Veach? The answer is Brett Veach until it's not, right?
I'll ask you this one, too. Which gap is closer, Veach and Roseman or Mahomes and Allen?
Veach and Roseman, I think. Because Allen still has no championships. Howie Roseman now has
two. Allen's damn good.
I'm just thinking. I'm just thinking from a skill perspective, like they're at their job, not necessarily the end result. Yeah. I don't know. That's a really good question.
But Howie Roseman has two Super Bowls with two different head coaches, two different quarterbacks, a backup quarterback, and what, not that he did that, but I mean he put the team together.
And Veach has done it with. I'm not trying to knock on Brett Veach, but he's done it with the greatest quarterback of our generation.
Yeah. No.
And the second greatest coach.
Yeah.
And the greatest tight end.
The greatest tight end. But no, I think the gap is closer between Veach and Roseman than it is between Mahomes and Josh Allen. Until Josh Allen can get over that hump, I'm just not going to give him the respect.
That's fair. I'm okay with that.
Okay, so which gap is closer, Allen and Burrow or Veach and Roseman?
Allen and Burrow, probably.
Really? Oh, because you think it's that close.
Yeah.
You think he's, yeah. I would go
Burrow's been to the Super Bowl. I mean, Burrow's been there, you know.
I'd go Veach and Roseman on that
Would you? Okay.
Yeah.
Why? You think Josh Allen is that much better than Joe Burrow?
Yeah, I think it's... Mahomes, little gap, Allen, huge gap, and then everyone else.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Where do you find Justin Herbert on there? Because
one of the best of all time.
Harbaugh says he's the greatest of all time.
You mentioned J.J. McCarthy, Colin Kaepernick, Alex Smith, and now Justin Herbert, who's it's like being around greatness every single day. I mean, I would follow him to hell and back. I mean, I've never been around a competitor – you know, quite like him, some great ones. But, you know, no doubt in my mind that Justin Herbert is not only one of the great quarterbacks in the NFL today, but truly one of the great quarterbacks of all time. That's from daily, weekly, monthly, and now it's been 1 year being around him. Mm-hmm. You know, I can confidently say that, you know, there's nobody that brings more to the organization than Justin Herbert.
Okay.
God, I love him. He's God's gift.
Cocked, locked, and ready to rock.
Locked, cocked, and ready to rock.
That's what
if
it is.
If worms had machine guns, then birds wouldn't be scared of them.
If worms had machine guns, birds wouldn't be afraid of them.
Worms don't have arms.
Earthworm Jim does.
How are they going to carry anything? Do you guys remember Lowly Worm? He was the worm that wore a hat and one shoe back in the Richard Scarry days.
That sounds familiar.
Yeah, look it up.
Okay.
Lowly Worm. Look up Lowly Worm. Okay, the man wore a shoe and a hat. He had no arms.
Mm-hmm.
How would he carry anything? So if a worm had a machine gun, I think we'd all be in shock.
Well, what if it was like that... what's that movie that Tarantino did and Rodriguez where the girl has a machine gun on her leg? Death Metal or Metal Death Proof?
I think it's Death Proof. I've never even heard of that one.
Oh, really. It's great. Kurt Russell's in it.
Is he?
Oh, it's a great movie.
Quentin Tarantino?
Death Proof. Yeah. Death Proof. That is a great movie.
What's it called?
Death Proof.
Yeah. Death Proof.
Yeah. He drives a car. He's just Death Proof.
At some point, you just want to check out, though, don't you?
I mean, it's actually a really good movie, and she's hot, and she has that little machine gun for her leg. She's like... If LeVar Ball needed a new amputee, he could have that.
Yeah.
He got his foot cut off.
I know he did. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You think he still thinks he's the same height?
He still thinks he could beat MJ one-on-one.
Yes. Good for him, though. Good for him.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Through COVID.
It really did.
Yeah.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.